Hello, GWA Backstage. I am sorry that we have had such a break. But we're back. Hello. And I have our very, very, very first British GWA member to interview today. So a very warm welcome to, hang on, I'm going to have to count this. Ernie, five, 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 five. Is that right? Is that the right number of fives?
That was five fives. Well done. Hi, everyone.
I can count. How
And
about
I'm
that?
really awkward. You're about to ask me why so many fives, aren't you? Like
You are,
everybody
yes.
does.
Go on
No.
then this is your chance to get it out and then nobody else will have to ask you. And if they ask you ever again, just say, go and listen to my stranding.
Yeah, 55 is sort of a common thing on like forums for me. 55 was taken, 555 was taken, and four fives didn't look right. It's not particularly logical. It just is. And I didn't expect to have to say it when I created the account, but it was only when I did my verification I went, "This is really stupid. I should probably change." But
You
fuck it, I've
didn't
stuck.
think you'd have to say it on an audio community.
Well, I didn't join to join GWA. I joined for other NSFW subreddits. But then I found GWA, listened to GWA like non-stop for a month or so, and then went, fuck it, I'm joining.
Right.
Yeah.
Common story, I think, although a lot of people go the other way. They start with throwaway accounts and then end up stuck on a really active community with a username they have absolutely no love for whatsoever, and having to scrap everything and start again with a new one. All right, so I think you have listened to a couple of strandings, am I right?
I have, yes.
So you know
I've
how
been
this.
in one.
You've been in one. You were stranded. That is right. This is maybe your chance to get your own back, but we'll find out later. So this is how it goes. I'm going to read you our brief, read you some questions, and for the benefit of anybody who perhaps hasn't listened to any of these, this is the brief. Unforeseen circumstances have led to your unfortunately indefinite isolation in this paradise. You, of course, were foresighted enough to have basic supplies, some tools and rations, and a few luxuries, but you have no idea where you've ended up. So, the first question is always, and you can be as creative as you like. We've had science fiction, we've had real places, we've had fancy places. What's paradise to you? Where have you ended up?
See, I don't really know. This was the hardest question, I thought.
Really?
Yeah.
That's not often that. Okay.
Well, because like there's so many options, but because I'm like, what, this is the 13th, 14th one you've done? I've listened to quite a few and there's a lot of variants.
That's right.
I don't know. I'm really tempted to be like kind of crazy and say like a secret volcano lair and be like a supervillain, but that's not really being stranded. That's setting yourself up your own
Yeah.
empire.
So
Don't really
what
know.
appeals to you in terms of, I mean, do you spend a lot of time camping outdoors?
I do actually. I'm quite a campy person. In terms of that sounds awful. I am, as it stands, but no, tents as well. Somewhere warm but not too hot, and I don't particularly like being drenched in rain constantly. So anywhere that's not England sounds good.
Oh, we can Brit bash to our heart's content, and it's fine because we're doing it.
I can't believe I'm the
There.
first person from Britain you got on, so it's
Yeah,
crazy.
I've been trying. Take that as a word of warning, the rest of the British folk on GWA.
There's a
Okay,
lot of us.
there is. There's a lot. You'd think it would be easier to pin one down. No pun intended. I think. So you don't want, like, rainforest or something like that.
No, I'm not a massive fan of like creepy crawly things. So jungle would be terrible, terrible, terrible.
Do you ever fantasize about kind of being stranded in wilderness? Like, are you does wilderness appeal? Is it something that you've ever thought it'd be really nice just to kind of drop everything and go back to kind of
Oh
basics?
yeah, for sure. Like somewhere kind of rugged and hilly, but not like crazy high mountains where it snows all the time. But somewhere where you could get to that if you wanted to, and do like mountaineering and skiing and snowboarding, that kind of stuff would be quite cool.
I'm
But you,
trying to avoid the fact that you're currently describing Skyrim.
am I? I have been listening to the Skyrim soundtrack. Let's go there. Yeah, that sounds good.
All right, we're stranding you in Skyrim. I'll try not to have saber-toothed tigers eat you constantly, randomly when you're still level two. But we'll see how we're doing. Okay. All right, so you're stranded in Skyrim. Let's not release a dragon anytime
No, please don't.
quite yet. So with all the time on your hands, no rush, and no kind of immediate need for food. If you have a sort of food source nearby, or you've got some food with you, plane crash, whatever. What kind of shelter do you build? If you know that you're going to be there for an indefinite amount of time, what would you build to make yourself comfortable?
I think I'd kind of like start small and get myself like a solid dwelling, and then kind of like go, well, now I'm going to build a bigger one next to it, and then a bigger one until I end up in like a castle or something. But I know Bear's already done a castle, so
Yes, but
I'll have a bigger and
if
better
he
castle.
insisted that there were 16th century British abandoned castles on his island, if you're going to build dwellings, that's fine. If you're going to end up with actual dwellings, that's okay. But I also love the fact that you're calling it a dwelling.
Yeah, I think so. A fantasy setting.
Was going to say you've played too many fantasy games. Fabulous. Okay, so you're kind of going to scale up. Are we talking wood or stone here?
To begin with, probably wood, because it's easier to deal with. But then, like, when you get to Castle End, you kind of go
Just to
stone or go home.
get to level five, you'd be right. Build
Yeah, I
yourself a
think so.
stone axe.
Just sit there for days going, I'm making daggers. I'm improving my smithing. It's fine.
Your smithing skill up so you
Yeah.
can build an axe and make stuff. It's Minecraft, it's fine. okay, so what is the most important thing for your shelter? What is it that makes it comfortable? If he likes. So, is that something inside? Is that the shape of it? Is it something about where it's situated? What is it that makes it home?
I love big like roaring fire pits and stuff. So when I'm camping, like my favorite thing to do is just kind of circle of people round a fire. I'm always the person who's got the fire pokey stick. I'm that guy. It's just like
You
agitate
jump
the
other
fire.
people trying to steal it? Do you not share?
No. No, don't be silly. Fire is fun to play with. I only get to do it so many times a year. I'm going to play with it as much as I can when I can.
Oh, that's what they all say.
That it is. But no, I fire pit, big kind of open range, long haul, if we go in Skyrimmy, kind of big Viking-y
She
type
obviously says you
long house.
Viking. Okay. And is there, do you think? I'm kind of envisaging you just playing an RPG now. I'm happy with the situation. We're okay. Do you need
It's not in the
separation?
forefront of my mind at all.
We're not living stereotypes. It's fine. Do you have a separation in rooms? Is that going to be like an important thing? Do you feel like you just kind of want an open space that's got a roof on it? Or do you like need a bedroom? Is that a thing that you're going to aspire to?
What my aspirational goals are to put walls in. I think I could be a bit more aspirational than that. No, separate rooms is always good, particularly for smoke stuff. Like you don't want to sleep in a smoky room, and I actually quite like being cold when I'm in bed, and kind of snuggling up in duvets and stuff, because then I find it easier to regulate your temperature. Like kind of stick a leg out if you want to get colder. So yeah, you don't want to be too hot when you're in bed, I don't feel.
No.
So walls would be a good idea. Bedrooms as well, with big panoramic windows for view over the mountains and stuff.
I know I said infinite time, but learning how to be a glazier while you're stranded in Skyrim, that's some
Well,
ambition.
magic is a thing in Skyrim, so I could just go
Oh, okay.
magic house.
Fine. Good. All right then. You've got your dwelling
I
and
do.
your longhouse and your fire. And you can tame one animal from the wild to keep as your pet. Now, bear in mind that you're in Skyrim. I'm going to veto dragons.
Ah,
Sorry.
curses.
I think
That's
that
right.
might be a step too far. Also, they're sentient, so keeping them as a pet is a bit.
You'd be my friend.
Okay.
I think I would get roundly lambasted if I didn't say moose. Think it's got to be a moose.
Yes, I think you're probably right. There's a little stable
With big
outside.
fuck off horns.
Ooh, like the Dragon Age kind of hala.
Yeah.
Nice. Good. All right, so pet slash mount.
For when I'm venturing,
But when
yeah.
you're venturing, it's a lot of ground to cover in Skyrim. You've got to find them caves. Got to kill them farmer. We're all good. Okay. I can already see the tags. I can just see them forming. Okay. So before you ended up stranded in Skyrim, however the hell that happened, you had enough time to download two audios from GWA to bring with you. I don't ask me how you're going to play them in Skyrim. Let's say you've got like an infinitely batteried iPod, you're all right.
Yeah.
Which two audios did you choose?
This was the third hardest question of the ones you're going to ask, and I kind of spent a bit of time before I came on having a look through my save list, and I spotted one that I haven't listened to in a while, but it was one of the very first audios I listened to, which is by somebody who hasn't deleted but hasn't posted anything on GWA in 6 months, a person called Gemini underscore Twin Stars. And it's I can't remember what it's called now, and I'm not on my page, but it's basically an audio from a women's perspective, and it's like a sexy scene is happening, but it's what's going on in her head, and it's kind of blowjobby, cock worshipy, and it's kind of a bit, I can't handle this because it's too big. Very, very ego flattery. But I listened to that quite a few times, and that was one of the ones that kind of got me into GWA. It was, as I said, it was a random, I think it was linked from another sub she posted on. It's a user I've never had any contact with. She disappeared before I found the audio, I think. But yeah, that's a really good one. And the other one is a pregnant see fetish related audio, which Sassmaster77 did, but she posted it about 3 days after there'd been a big discussion on Backstage about all kinds of fetishes, and the preg stuff had come up, and I'd kind of put a comment on it, and the audio she did kind of ticked every single one of those boxes with like massively excess. I was just like, yeah, this fits nicely in wheelhouse.
I have found since starting this series that people seem to have an extremely affectionate, almost nostalgic kind of view of the first audios they listen to. Almost invariably, the first one of the audios that people choose to take with them into their stranding tends to be one of the first that they listen to, or one that they associate with choosing to kind of get involved in GWA. That's a really interesting kind of development in kind of my understanding of how this community works. So it's really nice to hear you say, kind of validate that and say it's the same sort of thing actually. Do you feel nostalgic about, like, is there others that you revisit that?
Oh yeah. So there's Anonymously is somebody I listen to quite a lot. There's a whole bunch of hers. Opalescent was one of the first people I started corresponding with, and she was one of the people who poked me into to doing it. And there's a whole bunch of hers that I really like. So yeah, those were kind of early listens. I haven't listened to stuff for a while, re not religiously anyway, not anybody new, sadly, which makes me a terrible member of the community, really. I kind of occasionally log on and go, ooh, this person I talk to has posted something, I will listen. But I haven't kind of gone searching for new stuff for a while, which is kind of why you stick with the stuff you know, I suppose.
I think that people do fall into it, probably kind of the habitual listening to people that they know and like, and kind of become less willing to take risks on new producers as time goes on. But I also think from kind of talking to other people and doing these, that people's listening habits sort of go in waves, that
Yeah,
sometimes
definitely.
that kind of, and posting habits as well, but also listening habits, where they'll sort of get the urge to start listening again and start rediscovering people, which is nice because we get new community members all the time, so it's nice to kind of stay in touch with who's new and what they're producing and stuff. So that's always really good.
I mean, I don't consider myself a particularly long-standing member. I've been around, what, maybe 6 months at a push, but I haven't posted in 2 months, and I kind of feel a bit out of the loop with the people who are regularly popping up on both GWA and Backstage. So yeah, I agree that there's quite a lot of turnover, and I'm sure there's amazing people to listen to.
Yeah, give them a go.
Yeah.
Okay, so by extension to that question then, the last of the golden three, if you like,
Yes. This is
which
the second hardest question.
second hardest question, which two GWA members would you have, I'm going to say in inverted commas, saved and brought with you, depending on how you ended up being stranded? So either kidnapped or saved, really.
Now I'm going to be sneaky and say the first person is you.
No, you can't have me.
Oh, I can't. Why can't I have you?
Because I'm the GM.
Oh, that's so unfair. Because there's quite a few of your audios that I listen to, and I thought, well, if I take Ara with me, then I won't have to pick any of hers. Well, that's mean. Because I know you're a really good cook, and I was like, well, cook me the foods. Kind of throw my plan off.
That's what you'd have me do. You'd put me back in the kitchen.
Yeah, exactly.
No,
Well, to
you'd
be
definitely
honest,
can't have
the kitchen is one giant room, so it's kind of kitchen
Stay
slash
in.
living room. Stay by the fire pit,
That's
and you'll
Skyrim
be
all over, though. Stay in the dwelling. You're not leaving the dwelling. You live here now. I'll become your steward of your. Oh, that's such a meta joke.
Damn NPCs leaving the area they're supposed to be bound to. What are you doing?
I refuse to be reduced to an NPC. I run this game. You are my monkey here.
Yes, I
Right, fine. Who's your other person?
Okay, so if I can't, I will take Little Girl Interrupted, and I'm going to say Dorky.
Miss Sweetie.
Yes, that's the
Yeah,
one.
Miss Sweetie. Gosh, let's hope one of them is good at fighting since you took them to Skyrim.
That's
I
why I'm
actually.
there. I'm the big protectory person, so.
I'm pretty sure that.
And we have a guard moose as well. The guard moose will stop any dragons getting in.
They've got a hell of a kick.
They do, and they've got
If
big
they.
horns,
They've got big
and I'm sure they're
horns.
resistant to fire. So.
I'm sure you can enchant some sort of armour on them. I think. Moose have great kicks if they can get their legs coordinated. Like, it's a bit of
Yeah, they're weird because
tipsiness.
they've got one set of forward legs and one set of backwards legs.
I'm pretty sure they don't know which is which a lot of the time. Well, that's fine. I'm pretty sure that Miss Sweetie could probably hold her own in a fight. I'm not sure about LG, but we'll.
Well, LG's Canadian, so she's used to moose and bears and crazy
That's
stuff,
fine.
so.
She can be in charge of the moose.
Yeah.
Good stuff. I'm not sure how she's going to feel about that, but that's fine. Okay, fine, good. Okay, so now you've got your kind of homestead set up
Yes.
with your companions. What sounds do you think might keep you awake at night in Skyrim?
Well, the first immediate one is Dragon
Yeah.
Song.
Just dragons burning shit.
The second thing is that Dovahkiin song. Dovahkiin.
It's constantly playing. Yeah, the soundtrack, that would keep you awake.
It's a good soundtrack, but yeah,
It's
it's
not.
catchy.
Yeah,
I don't know what other noises are there.
Lydia constantly judging you for. Lydia. Okay. I don't know, there's quite a lot of wild animals in Skyrim.
Yeah, there is. There's also quite a lot of settlement,
Also,
so.
that battle music when something wanders onto your homestead. Like a
Yes.
giant or something, and you're in a fight, but you've only just got out of bed, and you're not quite sure where the fight. It'll probably keep you awake.
Yeah, I reckon so.
What, giants bouncing their
The
claws on walls.
notification when you try to sleep and there are enemies nearby, that will keep me awake.
Fine, good. Good. Conversely,
Sense I'm not taking this entirely
that's
seriously.
fine. It's the best way to approach a stranding, if I'm perfectly honest. Some of the serious ones are great. I just love these. Conversely, then, what would you find soothing?
The
I was so
moose.
sure you were going to say that. Desperately sure that you were just going to say, no, soothing moose sounds.
Yes, it's not a catchphrase at all.
Yeah,
Rivers. There's a lot of kind of flowing water. That's quite a
Yes.
soothing noise.
And if you get too close to Nernroot, you can listen to that awful, horrible chiming noise that they make.
Yes.
That's not
Bloody
that.
roots. Yeah.
I get, can you make a soothing moose noise?
Wah. It's just kind of a quieter version of the moose noise. I've never actually heard what noise moose make. This is entirely based on the Princess Diaries 2 and what the crazy like makeup artist says. Because, yeah,
I
all the
just
boy
love
mooses go, wah.
love that that exists in the world. Okay. My God. Right. So, on to the survival then. This is your choose your own adventure.
Yay.
Yay. So, do you think, since you're stuck here in Skyrim, do you think it's more important for you to entertain yourselves or to develop new skills?
Ooh. Surely we could entertain ourselves by finding new skills. Kind of do both. Or does it have to be either or?
It doesn't have to be either or, I suppose. I mean, it depends on whether or not you, as a person, like and enjoy the process of learning new things, new skills. If you don't, then you're going to have to choose one or the other, I suppose.
I do quite like learning new things. I like to think I pick stuff up relatively quickly. And there'd be a whole bunch of stuff I'd need to learn, like smithing and
That's right,
moose care.
there's a blacksmith in Whiterun that'll teach you how to make a dagger.
Yay! But then where do I go from there? There's so many options. And then I probably need to learn how to like stab dragons, because
That's a thing.
yeah.
You just don't take an arrow to the knee. You'll be all right.
That's probably the most important lesson, really, isn't it? Moose care, I imagine they take some upkeep, and I don't really know much about mooses. And it is definitely mooses, it's not moose. Don't believe anybody who tells you that. I'm vaguely musical, but there's a whole bunch of new musical instruments to learn. That could be something to occupy yourself with.
I think in Skyrim, your choice is lute or drum.
They're not getting anything else?
I don't think so. I could be wrong. Might be some sort of wind instrument.
Yeah, I reckon so. Or just shouting.
There's a lot of singing goes on.
Yeah, that's true.
Only two songs, as far as I can tell. You, and it depends on which faction you choose.
Yeah, that's true.
Although, I mean, I don't know. It's, you like the fire pit thing with the sitting around talking and doing all that kind of stuff.
I enjoy the singing when that comes out there.
And you do a lot of role play stuff. So is kind of the oral tradition kind of storytelling, is that important to you? Is
Oh yeah, I also.
fireside stories?
Yeah, definitely. Fireside stories, fireside singing, all that kind of crazy stuff. I really enjoy that.
Yeah, I always consider that like a really important thing that we should try very hard not to lose. I think part of the reason for kind of collaborative storytelling, things like what we're doing right now,
Yeah.
and role play and stuff like that, D&D, all that good
Yeah.
stuff.
I mean, even like non-nerd related stuff. So I was a member of like Cubs and Beavers and Scouts and all of that kind of stuff. So from a young age, I was doing the out in the wilderness, this is kind of how you do the stuff. And then part of that is the sit around a fire and sing songs with crazy guitar man, you know?
Great, there's always one.
Yeah.
Always one crazy guitar man.
You don't know where it's been the entire weekend, but it appears.
So
And
along with your new blacksmithing skills and your new
yes.
dagger, so you now have the tools needed to whittle wood.
Ooh.
That is a thing that you have learned and you have now. So what do you make out of your wood whittling?
Ooh, now that's interesting. Now, this is going to sound a bit odd, but my granddad made himself a harpsichord.
Oh, great. Yes.
Quite musical in various bits of my family, but my granddad is kind of like a kit, but you basically just get bits of wood and make a harpsichord.
Right.
And it lives in my grandmother's living room. I'd quite like to do something like that.
That's a
That's both.
huge under. Like, most people would say spoons.
Nah, sod spoons. Make them out of metal. Aspirational goals, right?
Sure. Absolutely. Why,
And particularly if I'm limited to drums or lutes, I could revolutionize music in the realm of Skyrim with my whittled
you could. You're just
harpsichord.
a kid, good enough. You'd have to join the Bardic College, College of Bards. I don't remember what it's called. Show them all the harpsichord. It'd be amazing. Travel Skyrim. You'd have to make a little one, like a portable. Oh no,
Just
set
mount it
it.
on the back of my moose.
Mount it at the back of your. You can fast travel. It'd be right.
Just drink a potion of strength. I'm gone, yes.
And the shout that shoves you forward, like, makes you run really fast.
Is there?
Yeah, there
I
is.
haven't played in so long.
Kid. All right, so here's a problematic thing. Something keeps getting into your food stores at night,
Oh no.
making a mess and stealing stuff. What do you do about it?
I suppose the first thing you do is kind of stake out the food storage area for one night and find out what it is. And then once you've worked out what it is, you can kind of ascertain what you could do about it. So if it's other people that have managed to find my massive dwelling with fire pit with smoke plume you can see for miles, then I'd invite them in and they can have food and I'd be kind of magnanimous host. But if it's like a wild animal, then I'd maybe try and sort it out. So, well, either nab it, kill it, and eat it, so it kind of replenishes the food it's been eating, or kind of take it away so it can go frolic in the wild.
Imagining you taking a timber wolf. Frolic! Go, little timber wolf. Frolic. It's Skyrim, you kill it and skin it.
Yeah, that too.
That's what you do. Even if it's a
Just turn
horse.
it to leather straps. Done.
Which you'll never use again.
No.
Ever. Not once. Okay. This is. This question's probably right up your street, actually. Who do you think, out of the three people that you have chosen to strand with you, who do you think would emerge as the leader of your group should the need arise? And how would you go about claiming that role if you wanted it?
Oh, crikey. It's not me.
Are you sure?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure it'd be Sweetie.
She'll love you forever for saying it, I'm sure.
I'd be happy with that too. I don't mind being told what to do. So long as I occasionally get to go ride the moose and frolic in the wild on my own. But yeah, I'm pretty sure it'd be
Image of you just throwing a massive strop. Fine, I'm gonna go and ride my moose. Disappearing into the sunset.
How rude. I'm not stroppy. I am adorable and lovely. But yeah, I reckon it'd probably be Dorky would
Right.
be in charge.
Okay, so Miss Sweetie's now in charge. That's I'm sure she'll be gratified to hear. Maybe she won't. I don't know. We'll have to see. I would have I have on my list to ask you, how do you ensure you have enough firewood? But in Skyrim, I think that's just a matter of having an axe and finding a firewood station, isn't it?
No, it's going to the place that's got the big like timber cutter thing, surely. That has unlimited wood.
It do you there's a station I think you can stand and cut firewood. Either way, firewood is a thing you can make a lot of in Skyrim, so I don't think
Yes, it
it's a
is.
bit of a moot question now.
Yeah.
So instead, I'm going to ask, what guilty pleasure might you have with you that you'd want to keep away from the others?
Ooh. Is this in addition to my iPod of unlimited battery with the audios on it?
Yes, because you only get two audios on
Okay.
that.
I should have put some really long ones and said like your BDSM kink panel that's like 3 hours long or whatever. That'd have been a much better plan.
You'd have to listen to Bear and Cap for 2 hours.
Yeah, I love those guys. Guilty pleasures. Some comfy underwear. Like you look at fantasy costuming and like it looks cool, and you kind of got your big metal armor with the pointy bits, but nobody really kind of goes, and I've got the nice underwear that isn't made of like Hessian, you know?
That's true. Although, if you play Divinity Original Sin, if you kickstarted the game, you do get a rather nice blue pair with gold stars on it.
Oh, right, okay.
Do you have a preference on colour for your luxury underwear?
I don't know. I suppose you don't want them too flash, or else, like the ladies were saying, you want to try and steal them.
I don't think you're in danger of that. I mean, I could be wrong.
You never know.
Never know.
I'm going to go with red.
Red. Is red a good colour? Is red a lucky colour for you?
It's a decent color, I think.
Right. I was going to. So my addendum to that question: if you only had one, would you use it right away or save it for a special occasion?
Oh dear.
I mean, the question's valid. Would you put them on right away? Like, is that a thing that, or would you be like, no, I'm going to wait till I have a really shit week?
Surely you wash them, right?
Well, yeah, but there's not. Okay, so you're telling me that new underwear doesn't have a particularly, like new socks. New socks are the best
Yeah, that's
ever.
fair. That's fair.
New underwear is the same.
Yeah.
So.
Cool. Now that's quite a hard question. I'm going to go with special occasion.
Right.
Final answer.
Good. But you kind of, the other two would be like, you're very chipper today. Yeah. I'm wearing my new underwear.
Just be kind of walking around doing bum wiggles, going, feels good.
And they moved out the next day.
Oh,
So,
you didn't say that was part of the game.
I'm the GM.
No, stop being mean, or else I'll strand you too.
Oh, you can try. You are welcome to try. So what do you think the most useful thing that you could find washed up or abandoned, like around you?
Ooh.
And is there a timeline context for that? So like, I'm thinking like before you've built your house, it would be handy to have a tent, you know.
Yes.
So something like that, or like just you've been there 3 years and something washes up and it would be really cool to have.
That's quite a complicated question as well.
I didn't say it was going to be easy.
No. I think like a book of how to learn magic in the Skyrim world would be quite useful.
They're everywhere. You just need to look up tables.
Yeah, true. Or go to the giant college of magic.
Yes, that one too.
That's falling off the edge of the world. Ooh. Like the starter set of tools. Or was that part of the deal as well?
No, you could if that's something that. If you think you'd find useful, because otherwise you're going to have to place them. I mean, it could be a luxury item, doesn't necessarily need to be.
Yeah, being too practical. Sugar. Because that's kind of like a tropical thing, but makes things better. Or coffee. Does coffee exist in Skyrim?
Don't think it does.
Ah, shit.
But
I'd
I
need
mean,
that.
that's that, then there you go.
I know algae doesn't function without coffee, so
Right.
that'd be an essential.
Okay. So you found a mystery package then, washed up
Yes.
or whatever. Do you open it right away or do you save it for.
I don't do surprises. I have to know what the thing is. I'd
Don't
be like
know the room.
ripping it open. I must know, I must find out. As long as it isn't a bit of grit, it's fine.
I knew you were channeling Eddie. I can hear it in your voice.
Always.
Always. Okay, so moving on to the closing chapters of your stranding.
Yay.
Oh, I see. All right. Well, we can extend it if you like. You'd be stranding a little bit more.
Well,
What
I'm
do you.
not dead yet, so that's good.
That's true. You have survived thus far.
Oh shit.
Don't poke the GM. Don't give him ideas. What are you missing from home?
I imagine quite a lot. I don't know what I'd do without my phone these days. I really don't. Like that instant connection to all kinds of things and people, more importantly. As lovely as my two companions are, variety is amazing.
I suppose there's only so many questions, there's so many conversations you can have with the town guard.
Yeah. He runs out of text eventually and just keeps saying the same sentence. Like, come on, today's got to be the day that you sentence number three, not sentence number four again. Yeah, so people, I think I'm very much a social extroverty type person and need stimulus. So yeah, people probably more than anything else, but people are normally accessed by my phone. So my phone and people is my answer to that question.
Okay. Is there anything physical of the, I mean, apart from your phone, is there it's like a particular item for kind of home comforts, something that you kind of like to have with you or around you in some way?
I don't think I'm particularly materialistic. Really.
Is it ever one thing that you absolutely need to take on vacation? Holiday. Holiday, we're Brits.
On holiday, I read normally on my holidays. So my Kindle would be a big thing. And certainly if I could manage to sneak that through, but then equally in Skyrim there's metric tons of books.
They've only got two pages, though. Have you ever noticed that? Can only ever read two of the pages. Two
Oh,
pages.
really?
Yeah. So
I'm
like,
sure there's I'm sure there's pages there's books with more.
could
Or am I
be.
thinking or am I thinking Oblivion beforehand?
Could well be thinking of women.
Maybe.
Skyrim doesn't have. They're not texty books.
No. Holiday stuff. No, again, I'm not overly fussy. I'm very adaptable, so I'm not a Brit that needs to take tea bags everywhere. Or like particular crisps or whatever, you know?
Stuck with Les Cadbury's finger rings from the Spanish supermarket.
but yeah, I'm quite happy to kind of like just go with the flow.
And you've
As a...
never forgotten anything vital, like halfway through your holiday, gone, ah, shit.
No, I've forgotten vital things at the beginning of a holiday and forgot my passport.
Have you done that?
Yeah, I have.
Rookie mistake.
Yeah, thankfully it was an international flight that I was checking in for, like a long haul international flight that I was checking in for like 4.5 hours early.
Right.
Got to Gatwick stupidly early and had time to go home and get the passport and come
I'm
back.
pretty certain that's why they do that.
Yes. I'm pretty certain it is too, but I'm very, very glad for it. That was a long car ride there and back again.
Well.
But yeah, I don't think so. I mean, I'm not as I said, my phone I would be lost without. I'd probably pine for it to begin with until I kind of eased into the Skyrim lifestyle. But yeah, I don't think so.
Okay.
Really?
So your absence has been your absence has been noted, and a
Oh, really?
rescue party has arrived.
Yay!
I don't know how. Like they've gone through the digital
Found a wardrobe.
found a wardrobe for Skyrim. And they turn up. Do you flag them down? Do you want to go back to civilization, or do you stay put in Skyrim?
Now that's quite an interesting question. It depends who's in the rescue party as well. Like
Just
if
who
it's
people have noticed that you're I'm in the rescue party. I've come to get
yay.
you.
Well, I'd definitely flag you lot down and say come to the giant longhouse and the big fire pit, and you can join in the circles, and you can tell us new stories because
I'm
they're
not
bored of
joining your
mine.
cult.
It's not a cult.
So a cult.
Well, maybe it is. Now take your clothes off.
Robes are optional, always in cults. That's the thing.
Yes.
Let us cast off these cumbersome robes. Okay, so I've gone full circle here, knowing what you know about Skyrim and how you'd survive there. Does this wilderness appeal? Does the idea of staying here?
Yes, in the more simplistic lifestyle thing, the not having to be an adult and worry about like funding and housing and like job, like adventurer is quite a cool job, but it's not like office monkey, you know? Sounds, looks a lot better on a CV, I feel.
What did you do in your last position?
I raided dungeons and stole things from
Killed a lot of Falmer.
Yeah. Whatever the undead things are that come out of the coffins.
I sold a lot of pelts. I was in the fur trade.
I see, yeah. Useful transferable skills.
Yay! There's always transferable skills. So
I have infinite patience. That's something I've learned from...
I can carry a lot.
So in answer to your question, I think it'd probably be a solid 50-50.
Right. So you've got to make your choice there. Do you go home or not?
I think I probably would. I'd miss people too much.
I think that's fair enough. And I don't think... I'm guessing. Maybe I'm wrong. I think Miss Sweetie and LG would probably like to go home now.
Well, that's not very nice. I'm clearly stunning.
Very
company.
Cold.
I am snuggly.
That's true.
I'm plenty snuggly.
I'm sure. Okay. So having come back to civilization then.
Yes.
Having rejoined the world of the non-fantasy digital. enjoyed the fantasy real. What's non-digital? I don't know. Anyway, so what brings you back to GWA? What is it that keeps you kind of coming back and staying involved in this community?
What, in terms of this or just in terms of GWA in general?
GWA in general, because it's all really, all the other stuff that happens is kind of satellites to that central community, backstage even sort of included in that, really.
No, I meant more in terms of like the stranding and coming back, like the need to listen to sexy things. But no, GWA, I absolutely adore because of the community feel. I love the split between GWA main and backstage, and I love the crazy stuff that goes on in backstage, like the singing and the stories and the discussions and all of that kind of stuff. And I say this quite frequently, more than any other internet community related to rude activity I've been in, this has, I feel, the best gender equality in terms of the guys don't ignore each other, and by and large it's supportive rather than relentless kind of creepiness, you know? So I, at one point in time, I was on a kink-related social network, and I saw this fantastic post about how guys treat the internet like a urinal stool.
Right.
And how you kind of go in and you're focused on the thing in front of you and what you're aiming to achieve, which for most guys is to find women to flirt with and or other related activities. And that is your sole goal. It's in front of you. You see that and you can't see anything else. So it doesn't matter that there's another 10 guys either side of you. You completely ignore those. And that kind of stuck with me. And I don't think that happens in GWA. Like, the guys will talk to each other. I mean, there's not a massive amount of cross listening, but friendships can occur, I think.
Mm-hmm. I think you're probably right.
Which I haven't necessarily experienced in other online communities related to sexy time.
Mm-hmm. I think you're probably right. I think that by and large, we are lucky to be part of a very supportive, very open, very genial community that's by and large very civil.
Yeah, and not just that. I think there is a genuine positivity about most things. I've never witnessed any massive kink shaming. There's never been, oh, this person is shit, never listen to them, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure there probably is cattiness and bitchiness that goes on, but it's not in your face, it's not constant, and it's not malicious, I don't feel.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay, fabulous. I think that's a pretty good reason to keep coming back to anywhere.
Yeah.
Particularly GWA. So I will leave us there. You've survived your stranding.
Yay.
Very well done. I've yet to kill anyone off, so I thought you had. Take that with a pinch of salt. No, I came close a couple of times. But no.
Who was the closest? I need to know.
I very nearly killed Bear.
Yeah, you should have. Bear, I love you, my friend, but yeah, she probably should have. It would have been better for everyone.
Oh. Oh, poor bear. I
it.
think you take that very well. Fab. Okay, so well done. Thank you very, very much for joining me.
Yay. Thank you for
Yay!
having me. I've had a lot of fun. Thank you.
Good. And as always, listeners, thank you for joining us for this absolute madness. I hope that we won't wait as long as we have done for this
No.
for another. But it's just all dependent on timelines and pinning people down.
Yeah. Rest assured, I will be poking here demanding more because I really enjoy listening to these, so I was privileged to get an invite, so.
There you go.
Well,
All
I
right.
say invite more demanded until she agreed.
Yes, it's true. All right. Well, fabulous. Yeah, hopefully Stranded in Paradise will be back very soon.
Bye, everyone.
Yay.
Yay. Night.
Bye.